All right, Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101 FM, freakradio.org. We have Leslie on the air from Los Angeles, California. Leslie, you there? Hello? Leslie, you there?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's going on in South Central?
Hi, well, right now we're on the tail end of a really horrible and depressing forced eviction by the Sheriff's Department. We've been fundraising for 3 weeks and staging a nonviolent, peaceful protest on site in conjunction with the 350 farmer families to save this 14-acre farm of organic produce in the middle of the fifth forest region of Los Angeles. Julia Butterfly Hill was really sort of the capstone. She brought in John Quigley and Daryl Hannah, who, as an actress, has blown all of our minds, because not only did she stay day in and day out, she locked down on the walnut tree. Daryl Hannah was the last person to be taken off the property.
How many people were arrested?
30 people were arrested. And let's see. 30 people were arrested outside and 15 were arrested inside.
And this is in South Central Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, this is in the middle of a concrete wasteland of pollution and trains, and although I love trains. A lot of crime. This is where the Crips, you know, it's a gang warfare zone, basically, and really beautiful families and people live here, and they're just torn apart by poverty and lack of economic possibilities. And this farm gave 350 families the ability to not only eat healthier and attain the dignity of bringing food to the table instead of being on welfare, it also reduced the crime rate in South Central by 70%. 70% since it first started 14 years ago. It's a significant landmark in the city for so many reasons. It's just, there's no way this thing should not have been saved. And basically, the developer who's the owner has decided that he does not want to sell it to us, even though we raised the money last week, and he wants the farmers out of there no matter what. And it was really disturbing, and everybody was crying, and people were getting taken out on stretchers, and I don't know the extent of if people were physically hurt by the police, but they were being taken away in ambulances. I've been on the outside coordinating all of the media, and we had every major network here. They finally got Daryl and John out of the tree with a hook and ladder with the fire station, and then I do know that CNN went live with Daryl somehow, God knows how. They got on the ground with her before she went to jail and interviewed her. So she's going to be on CNN at some point today. But it's just sad. I mean, not only are they taking us off the land, which is understandable in the sense that it is his land right now. We're fighting the sale of the land in Superior Court on July 12th, because the sale of this land back to the developer by the city was never released to the public or offered to the farmers. It was a backroom deal, and we're hoping we might be able to win the farm that way and just pay the city. But we were told that six bulldozers went into the farm and started to tear it apart, which is just vindictive. It's not necessary. And I've been on the farm for 3 weeks. I just came on board at John Quigley's request, and I'm friends with Julia Butterfly, just to show up for a day and see what I needed to do to help it happen, and I literally never left. I've been here for 3 weeks. It's a gorgeous oasis. Every single race has been, every nationality, or not national, every race has been here to save the farm. We've had to learn in a 14-acre property how to basically have world peace. I mean, we're the microcosm of the macrocosm, and we had people that were really poor and in gangs seeing me come in with my titanium Macintosh laptop computer, and we had to work out any prejudices or any perceptions of difference, and it's been the most amazing experience. We're all like family and brothers and sisters now, and we love each other, and we're not gonna let this stop us. We're gonna keep fighting for the farm, and it's all over the news. It should be all over the internet. If people want to log on and get some pictures of got all kinds of crazy pictures. And you can also go to southcentralfarmers.com to get updated information, action alerts. I do know the NRDC sent out a South Central Farm action alert yesterday, which is exciting because the awareness is growing and growing. And the stories actually have been, within the first 4 days of our tree sit beginning, the story of South Central Farm as the nation's largest urban farm being sold to a developer to build warehouses was carried in 20 countries by over 200 media outlets. So clearly this is a world issue, and people are getting more concerned about global warming and economic justice and the idea of growing our food inside our own city walls so that we're not trucking it all over the country and using fossil fuels to get it. You know, why not tear the warehouses down and create beautiful farms where people can convene and play music and tell stories? And one of the first things I heard from the farmers was this is a place where children can hang out with their grandparents and learn the traditional ways. And it just brought tears to my eyes because it's kind of something we've all moved away from that I feel like the human spirit really needs again, is a place of community and to come together and to be in community. And there's just so much magic on the South Central Farm that it feels like we have angels walking over us, and that we really hope this is going to go through somehow. Even though we've been evicted, we're not giving up. And what else can I tell you?
So this
Julia stayed till the last minute, and she didn't eat for 26 days.
This is a 14.
Yeah, we have a pretty high level of commitment going on down here.
This is a 14-acre farm in South Central Los Angeles. And there's so far been 45 arrests, is that right? Around that's
correct.
What I'm reading off of LA Indy Media right now.
That's correct.
As of today, Tuesday, June 13th, 2006. Sheriffs will allow the farmers to return within 15 days to claim property they left on the farm.
Oh, good. I left my digital camera there with all my pictures of Willie Nelson.
So what's going on right now? Are you, like, are they, did they,
right now,
are there riot cops keeping you out, or what?
Sorry, go ahead.
Are there riot cops keeping you guys out?
We're not going to be allowed on the property. There were probably 200 officers deployed to remove 30 people. Some of the extra arrests that I mentioned were actually people on the outside who came down to downtown LA and just jumped in and said, I want to stop this. I want to get involved. So we had spontaneous arrests that were happening. People made chains and linked hands across Alameda Street, which is a six-lane major artery in Los Angeles. They just sat down and blocked traffic. And it's just, I mean, it's heartening. It's just brings tears to your eyes how committed people are. And I feel like urban farming is a concept that it's new and it needs to happen. And both Julia Butterfly and I think we shared a very similar passion about this farm because we see it as establishing a precedent for all of our nation's cities to start growing local, eating local, having green space. And the other extension of the farm is if we save it, part of the plan is to take a small portion of one of the corners and build a solar-powered, green-built community center so that these people have somewhere to go. Because right now there's nowhere safe for the children to play in all of South Central. There's just the parks are filled with drug transactions, and it's really dangerous. So, it's not even a farm, just a farm. It's going to be a green-built community center. And that was the farmer's own idea. That was not something that we laid on them. By the time we showed up to participate, they already had their complete sustainable plan. And one of the principles that Julia brought up was, you know, how else are people that are below poverty going to get fresh organic food for their children and start turning back the death march of overweight children and diabetes? And, you know, there's a lot of unhealthy poor people around, and this could be a way to bring them back on the chart. So do you have any questions?
Yeah, what can folks do to support what's going on there?
Well, what folks can do is there's a few things. There's a councilwoman named Jan Perry who is completely blocking the farm being saved for her own reasons. And so to write a letter to Jan Perry, it's very simple. You can go on South Central Farmers, that's plural, southcentralfarmers.com. Click on the link to write a letter to Jan Perry. In addition, it'd be nice to write to the mayor as well and just tell him that it's appalling what happened and he really needs to stand by his word of taking care of the Spanish-speaking contingency that brought him into office. He could have blocked this, although he is subject to the law. We feel like he could have done more to give us more time to cut the deal.
Right.
You know, and then the other thing people can do is we're still collecting donations online. Even a dollar helps. We've raised $70,000 from people just making small donations, and it's all going to the pot to finalize the deal. We have a big portion of the money already as a gift from the Annenberg Foundation, which has decided that it wants to invest in the greening of L.A., again, as a precedent for the nation's deeply urban areas to start creating more livable environments for people. I think it's really exciting. And we're going to City Hall today to continue the protest. And I would say just keep in your mind thoughts or prayers or what have you for the highest resolution to come for not only South Central Farm, but the people of L.A., because the farm is in the heart of Los Angeles. And I believe that because we have such worldwide media attention now that the saving of this farm could be a really a market, I guess, keynote on the calendar of kind of moving back into a little more balanced living with the earth and more green consciousness in our lifestyle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you. This is Leslie Morava. Is that right?
Morava.
Thanks
for getting us online and save the farm.
Thank you very much for
talking
with us. Take
you
care.
Got it.
All right.
If you want to update, just check online and feel free to call me back at any time.
Okay. SouthCentralFarmers.com, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And we also have .org. They're slightly different sites with different information, but they're both official.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Santa Cruz.
All right.
We love you.
All
Bye.
Right. We love you, too. Take care. All right. That was Leslie Morava from SouthCentralFarmers.com. Evidently, earlier today, starting around 5 o'clock, there's an eviction process for a 14-acre farm in South Central Los Angeles.